awe broke out back about where we left the old wizard, and every soldier in sight headed that way. I said, "That silly sack probably did something subtle, like turn somebody into a toad." "Must you always be negative, Case?" Raven was having him a good time. Me negative? The gods forfend. I've never had a negative thought in my life. Where'd you get a notion like that?
It's clear.
Drop on down there.
On down there was a two-story fall to a rough cobblestone landing.
You're shitting me.
No.
Then you go first so I can land on you.
You are in a contrary mood, aren't you? Go on.
No, thank you. I'll just go find me a place where I can climb down. Maybe I crowded it a little. He gave me a nasty look and said,
"All right. You do what you have to do. But I'm not going to hang around waiting for you to catch up."
He rolled over the edge of the roof, hung down, kicked out, let go. I know he'd done it just to give me some shit. And he got what he asked for, showing off. He sprained an ankle. When he slowed down cussing and fussing enough, I told him, "You hang on right there. I'll be there in a minute." I wasn't, of course. I cut across a couple roofs and found a way to climb down into the street parallel to the one where I left Raven. I hitched up my pants and headed around the corner into the nearest cross street and ran smack into a whole gang of gray boys. Their sergeant laughed.
"God damn! Here's one so eager he came running."
I guess I didn't react too well. I just stood there gawking for about 5 seconds too long. When my feet finally decided it was time to get moving, it was too late. There was five of them around me. They had nightsticks and mean grins. They meant business. The sergeant told me,
"Fall in with the rest of the recruit soldier."
I eyeballed about 10 numb-looking guys in a bunch, most of them looking the worst for wear. "What is this bullshit?" He chuckled.
"You just enlisted. 2nd Battalion, 2nd Regiment, or Home Defense Forces."
"Like hell."
"You want to argue about it?"
I looked at his buddies. They were ready. And I wasn't going to get no help from the other recruits. Not right now. We'll talk it over later. One-on-one. I gave him my best imitation of Raven's, "I'm going to make a necklace out of your toes" look. He got the idea. He wanted to try some bluster, but he just said,
"Fall in! And don't give us no shit. We ain't no more excited about this than you are."
So that was how I got me back into the Army. Chapter 55. Raven waited a while then, troubled, hobbled around looking for Case. He didn't find a trace. Case might have stepped off the edge of the earth. He could spend hours in a futile search that would keep him at risk himself, or he could go home and have